Shavuos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud. This Mishnah discusses somebody wants to build a geder, a fence, on Shemitah. Habonet geder beino vein rishus harabim. Somebody wants to build a fence between himself, his own field, and the rishus harabim, the public domain. Mutter lahamik adasela. It's permissible for him to dig in order to build this geder, in order to build this fence. He can dig down adasela until until he reaches a hard rock. He can go that deep, and even though there might be a concern when he's digging that it looks like he's digging for the purposes of planting there, but since it's not the derech, it's not the normal fashion for a person to plant between himself and the Rishus HaRabim, therefore there's no concern of that, and therefore he's allowed to go and dig deep until he reaches rock. Now, ma yaseh ba'afar, what should he do with the dirt? So tzovro berishus harabim umasakno divrei Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says somebody should gather it, tzovro from lashon tzibur. He should gather it in the rishus harabim and use it to be masakin in the rishus harabim. You'll create piles and then you'll bit by bit take it and fill in the potholes that are in the rishus harabim. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva differs and says kederach shein mekalkalin rishus harabim, just as you do not create a kilkel, a stumbling block or a problem in the Rishus HaRabim. Kach lo yisakenu, so also you should not do a tikkun in the Rishus HaRabim. It's not your business. Just like we don't want you to pile dirt in the Rishus HaRabim, as you intend to do it initially here, so also we don't want you necessarily filling in the potholes. It's not on you to do it. You don't have the right to do it. Ma yaseh ba'ofar, what should you then do with the offer that you have from the building that you're doing of this fence? Tzovro besoch sodeu kedercha mezablin. You should gather in piles in your own field, just like the mezablin do, just like we discussed earlier, that a person can take out the fertilizer and put it in three big ashpos, three big piles. So you would do the same thing over here. V'chein hachofer bor v'shiach ma'ara. And also the same thing is when during any time that you build or you dig for the purposes of creating a bor shiach ma'ara, some type of a pit, or such in the ground, that what are you going to do with the dirt? You have to do the same thing, and you have to keep it within your field. And if it's Shemitah, you could do it in the three-pile method, and there won't be a problem of looking like you're doing anything to fix your field.